Hello, welcome to some 287 of Spring and Say Geek. I'm Ben.
And I'm Power.
And this is our Week in Geek. We've got a short week just because, you know, fuck it.
Yep. There you go.
So we're gonna bring you our streaming review of Wreck-It Ralph, our movie review of Wreck-It Ralph.
I mean, technically it's streaming because we got it on the internet.
Our streaming review of Bleach. Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
Phew. Our pod question, one
keeps
little
your brain clear.
Topic of nerd news.
Yeah.
And then we'll get out of here.
It's a circle of life.
So, first thing we're going to do is bring you our spoiler-free review of Wreck-It Ralph. Ralph breaks the internet. Ralph goes to the internet.
Basically, it's taking the
they
first
don't say
movie.
Why.
Yeah, they don't.
You find that out in the movie, and that's about all that you don't see in the trailer, is why they're in the internet.
Yeah. They,
well,
basically, they do what they did with the first one with video games, except for this one focuses on internet memes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not really about video games, hardly really at all.
Except for, like, the MMO that they're in.
Yeah.
That's about the only video game thing.
Yeah, but I feel like it's more backdrop stuff.
That's well, sure. Not,
but, yeah.
But, like, I mean, that's the only video game-centric thing, really.
Yeah.
Most of the movie takes place in either eBay or that MMO.
Yeah. E-boy.
E-boy. I kind of want an e-boy.
Yeah. I mean, like, yes, sir, got your Instagram.
yeah, it's so, Ralph and Vanellope go to the internet for reasons that they don't tell you in the trailer, but we will tell you a little bit later in our spoiler-filled review. And things happen in the internet. Ralph breaks the internet for a little while, and then fixes the internet, and then the movie ends.
Yep. He did not like this.
I did not like this movie.
Did Renoa like it?
Yes.
But oh, she's five. Well, I know, but that's good. That's the kind of audience they need to capture.
Yeah, but she's five. So, like, she'll like basically any movie. As long as it's not scary. Like, I'm sure we could take her to see Dumbo and she'd be into it. And I'm just like, this looks not fun at all. Like, I'm not looking forward to seeing this movie at all.
But Dumbo's not one of my favorites.
Like. No. No, and I'm definitely, but ugh.
Ew.
So, I feel the best part of this movie, there are Disney princesses, you see them in the trailer. They have two scenes in the movie, and I feel they actually save the movie and are the best parts of the movie. There are jokes in this movie, maybe? You know that Dave Chappelle meme where he's like, you guys got any more of those? And he's got, like, cocaine.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like he's like, you guys got any of those jokes in this movie? Or, the movie feels very long and bland, and it feels almost like a direct-to-TV movie sequel like they used to do with, like, Lion King.
Like, it's kind of contrived and stuff like that.
Yeah, like, they didn't want to do this sequel, and it was popular, so they're like, well, we might as well. I'm not a fan of this movie. It's okay. But I don't think there's any reason to rush out and see it in the theater.
I mean, I'm right there with you as well. I'm like, I don't, again, as it usually goes, I don't hate the movie nearly as much as you do. I mean, and I know you say you don't hate the movie. It's not
right.
It's not great. And that's the point that kind of sucks, is that Jackie had asked me the question twice, saying, like, did you like it? And I was like, yeah. She, like, did live up to your expectation. I was like, no. I could solidly say it didn't. But I really loved the first movie. And it tripped over its own feet a lot in the beginning, trying to find its own, I don't know, just trying to find its own footing. The jokes were minimal. There was a lot of dialogue, and it was a lot of, I mean, you said bloated, and I think that's pretty appropriate. Like, there were a lot of scenes that I felt like would have been really cool. When I saw in the trailer, they're really cool. Like, Vanellope being chased by, like, stormtroopers and stuff like that. And then it goes on too long. Like, it's kind of, like, there's a lot of those things where I'm like, you need to probably nip this movie a bit more and then try to tighten it up and really try to drive the story forward, but...
But, like, the best part of the movies are the things that aren't Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah.
And that's not how you make a movie.
No, I mean, like, it basically, they fell into the background, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, it, like, again, it taught you a different lesson than last one. It was, like, kind of like, you know, Friends and stuff. Like, this one's kind of, again, friend-centric, but in a different way. And I'm like, I like the message it's trying to give. I just really wish it could have done better.
Yeah, the message is good. But
not, again, it's not a terrible movie. Just, it's not something I really want to, you know, break down the walls to go see. I'm done with all my puns, actually, really.
Are you?
I think so. It's just another brick in the wall. That was a music pun.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if you know where that's from.
Yeah, I got it.
Sometimes I make puns and you don't get it, and I just want to explain it all the way through.
Cool, man.
All right, cool. So, I mean, like, I'm probably a little more on the lines of see it. You're definitely on the lines of skip it.
Yeah, I'm totally in skip it land.
I think see it for yourself. I would try to go in with bring your expectations definitely down low if you are going to go see it, though.
I would just wait and watch it at home.
Yeah, you're not going
to
miss
it. I know people are like, oh, my kids wanted to see this. And I'm, sure, take your kids to it, but, like, your kids are going to love it because it's colorful and they know the characters, not because it's a good movie. That's what kids do.
Mm-hmm.
But I say skip it. You're kind
of... I'm on the fence. I'm on the fence. No, yeah. I don't have to do that with your little thumb gesture that I don't get.
You gotta get one.
No, I don't.
You gotta say skip
it
or see it.
I'll say go see it because you didn't go see it there.
You just had to be contrived, didn't you?
I did.
Alright, so we're
split. You forced me. It's your own fucking fault.
We're split on our review of Ralph Breaks the Internet. We'll come back a little bit later with our spoiler-filled review. But now we're going to bring you our streaming review of a movie that was brought to you by Hammer.
I wanted us to watch Bleach on Netflix. And I knew it was going to be a rough go for poor Bat over here. I have a question to ask you, though. Did you watch it all in dub, or did you watch it in subtitle with Japanese?
Well, it was auto-dubbed and subbed, so I just left it whatever it was at.
Oh, I changed it. The subtitles
and the dubbing didn't match up whatsoever.
Welcome to anime.
Like, it wasn't even close.
I know, I told one of my friends, I was like...
There were, like, different words, though. He's like, I'll be home but 6. And it says, be home, or dinner's at 7, or whatever. Like, completely different. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
I show one of my anime friends your, like, your text, and he's like, welcome to anime. I'm like, that's what I said! They're never the same.
So, there's a dude, Ichigo, right? Okay. Who...
This is really fun to watch.
...is attacked as a kid when he's, like, 6-ish, and his mom dies.
Mm-hmm.
Then we fast forward to him in high school, or whatever the equivalent is, but high school student.
Yeah.
And he encounters some girl who... His house is being attacked by a fissure? Is that what it was?
The Grand Fissure, yes.
There we go. Why? I don't know. You could explain, but let me...
I'm really enjoying this. This
so
is
then,
fun.
The Grand Fissure, like, beats the crap out of the girl, mm-hmm. and she's like, well, only a Reaver?
Reaper.
Reaper can defeat a fissure, and I can't do it, so you can be one. So she stabs him, and he becomes one.
Yep.
And
you're
then...
Good. You're doing good.
Somehow, the thing disappears. He fights it off. I don't know. Then he goes to school, and she goes to school, kinda. And then they train, but he doesn't want to train. And then...
Really love it when you have explanations go on.
And then... Like, I'm trying to figure... And then... he decides, okay, I'm gonna train, because he figured out that this is the thing that killed his mom.
Mm-hmm.
And then... At the end, he's not strong enough to defeat, like, the samurai warriors or some shit. And then... What the fuck is going on? Like, I literally... after it was over, I'm like, I don't know what happened. You have got to explain to me.
Okay.
What the fuck?
Okay. Oh, man. You did pretty good, though.
No.
Part of it is that this is the first entire... Almost the, pretty much the first entire season of Bleach in one movie. So, like, it's like a 26-episode arc kind
of
thing there.
Of course it is, because you need it to be for some fucking odd reason.
Yes. So you had Ichigo, which you're right. Like, he was with his mom, and the idea is that he's been kind of... They have other shit. They die later on the series, because you can never just have a person be a person. A person's got to have, like, a huge-ass history and all the parentage and all that shit. But for this purpose, he's just a kid who sees something really traumatic. Like, the Grand Fisher literally fishes with little girl to get sympathy, and people go over and then she eats them.
But
he wanted to eat her. The Grand Fisher wanted to eat him. His mother sacrificed herself.
But it seemed like nobody's supposed to be able to see the Grand Fissure, and he could?
Yes, he has, like, their terminology for power, like, you know, for Dragon Ball Z, it's like their level, you know, your power level's over 9,000 and shit. For this one, it's spirit pressure. It's the same damn thing. It's just, like, your power level. So as a kid, he has, like, a normally high power level, which means he's a really tasty snack. So he wanted that, ended up getting the mother. Mother sacrificed herself to save her son. He didn't really know what was going on, but he's always been able to see ghosts because of that. So that's the idea. You see him later on, like, he's beating a bunch of punks because they're right. disrespecting kids, like, grave. And he's like, hey, you should, you know, go kind of thing. Same thing is that the Grand Fissure's been kind of shopping, or hollows is what they call them. We're looking for them. That's their term for lost souls. And Rukia, which is the girl, was hunting for it because she's trying to prove herself, essentially, to her older brother. That's Samurai Warrior Dude. Who's actually Miyavi, who's actually a singer, really popular singer in Japan. It's really funny because, yeah, he did the costume mainly so he can show his kids, because his kids absolutely love the series. So then there's a picture of him and his wife, and then his kids all dressed up in the costumes and stuff for Halloween. I'm like, oh, that's precious. Anyways, so she's trying to prove herself. She can't. And the option is, well, she either dies and becomes a hollow herself, which means she's a menace to everyone, or she deputizes him. She usually was trying to give, like, him half, and he's kind of a high-pressure dude, so literally just goes and sucks it all out. Which is why his sword's ginormous, too, as well, because he doesn't know how to fucking control it.
Sure.
Anyways, so he fights it, but the idea that she was saying is that as you fight hollows and you defeat them, you actually release them. So everything is the whole idea of either you find, like, lost souls and you send them to Soul Society, which is, like, kind of like heaven purgatory kind of thing, where they can kind of work themselves out, or you save a hollow and does the same thing. So then this whole idea is like, hey, she's like, I need you to go do this because before you can kind of give my power back, I need you to kind of buff stuff up, otherwise you're just gonna die. And she's like, I don't want to just kill you, and then I might not get my power back anyway, so let's train, get you all set up and go killing stuff.
Highlander random mode. Quiver?
Oh, then there's the other dude, Quincy.
Quincy, there we go.
So he's got a menagerie of friends, what they kind of introduce as well, so that are kind of parallel things. Like, Chad is just a big, hunking, I want to say Argentinian, like, of descent, and he just is, he's a huge Hulk thing. Or he may be the one chick who loves him and everything like that. She's got weird little shit that flies out of her hair. They never really get to it. Yeah. She's got giant talent in the anime. And then there's Quincy, which is actually Ishida, or Uyu, sorry. Anyways, his is a clan that literally they found a different way to cleanse souls. And they do it by doing the little cool, like, hey, I got a bow and arrow, dude. Soul Reapers didn't like that, so they actually killed off the entire Soul Quincy's clan except for him. So he's kind of like, hey, I'm gonna got a beef. Which really doesn't play too much into it, this movie thing, but it's just like, hey, you got a kind of partnerish dude that kind of helps out. Anyways, they're trying to get to that whole thing, gets to the Grand Fissure, because the Grand Fissure's like a really big fucking deal, and him killing it off is kind of like sacrificing, like, oh, I'll get my mother back, and then also get a lot of power so I can give Rukia back her power. And then at the same time, you have her brother coming in there with Renji, who's the redhead, with the weird crazy whip thing. Who's also her friend, but, like, you know, is totally, you know, he's bitch tits to, her brother, because he's, like, super big badass. Anyways, the whole thing about it at the very, very end is that she's like, well, the only thing I can do is try to, like, act up and just go and just take my licks. Like, she's basically going to get killed in the Soul Society, but at least she can save, like, the guy she kind of digs.
Oh, I didn't get that.
You got all of that. Actually, you did really good on the story. As much as you were fucking it, like, you were, like, making fun of it, you got the story well enough.
Yeah. Whew. This was rough.
Okay.
Like, watching these live action things makes me not want to watch the animes at all, because I'm not interested at all. And I'm hoping these are like a prelude where you're like, oh, I should read the book. I'm like, fuck this. Because I know that they are an investment.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, no, I'm not interested. Death Note, I'm interested enough in the story to possibly do the anime. This, I'm like, no.
I'm telling you, Death Note is good because it's a pretty fucking solid series, and it ends. That's kind of it. Like, Bleach goes on for 400, 500 episodes. Naruto went almost, I don't think it's close to 1,000, but it's pretty fucking high.
Oh my god.
Like, it's ridiculous amounts of seasons of episodes and shit like that.
Yeah, no.
Bleach is, like, the problem about a lot of these are that I've heard, like, I'm right there with you, is that I actually thought it was cool. I was like, oh, it's not great, but it's not bad. It's a lot better than a lot of the older ones. But again, it's one of those, it's enjoyable because I've watched the anime. If I hadn't, I'd probably be just as lost you, and it wouldn't appeal to me at all. Also, the dub was terrible. I had to switch it off, put it on Japanese. I'm like, fuck this.
Dude, the dub was really bad.
I know. I watched it. I was laughing because you said that, and I like did the beginning, and then I didn't really go back. And then I read your text, and I was like, I need to turn it on for a little while. I'm like, nope, turn it right back away.
It's really bad.
You gave it a thumbs up. I got it. Okay, cool.
Yeah. No. So I totally give this movie a thumbs down. I'm not into this at all.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. I gave it a thumbs up. I was like, it's serviceable.
Did you really?
Yeah, it's serviceable. If you do not like the series at all, it's terrible.
Face, I swear to God.
it's all right. But definitely don't watch the dub. The dub is horrendous.
Dub and sub for the first like 10 or 15 minutes.
And just be
kind
of drunk and be like, wow.
Right. And then, okay.
Wow.
So we're going to watch another shitty movie.
Oh, no.
But it's intentionally shitty.
Okay.
And I don't care.
Okay.
We're going to watch on Netflix Hurricane Heist.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm so fucking on board. This is so dumb.
Yes, it is. As always, shit. If you have anything you want us to watch on Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, or HBO Go, let us know at battenhammer@gmail.com, battenhammer on Twitter, Sprinkins and Geek on Facebook. You can reach me. I'm at Tartar Skippy.
I'm at Crumb Kalis. Make sure to like us, love us, and share us on SoundCloud, on iTunes, and on Stitcher, where I decided to post the same episode twice, but it's not the same episode.
Bugs
didn't realize that.
Bugs is giving a real hard time.
I'm sure he's like, oh, come on, dudes.
Yeah. All right.
You've been doing this for how many episodes? Apparently 285 episodes times two.
Even.
Yeah.
Titled the episodes wrong. All right. Like we said, there wasn't a whole lot that we really cared about this week in nerd news.
Yeah.
The only thing we got was during one of the football games, we got a surprise trailer by Disney.
Mm-hmm.
The Lion King remaster. See what I did there? Yeah.
But it's live action.
It's not, because it's animated.
But you don't understand. But it's live acted CG animation.
So it's animated. Okay.
Okay.
It's.
No, I agree. I know where you're at. I know you're coming from on that. There's not a single person in it or a real thing, so it's animated with computer.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes it an animated movie.
Mm-hmm.
But it's live action.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a live action computer animated movie that's animation.
Yeah. I think, you're obviously going to get emotion from, like, the cub, especially when Mufasa and Scar have their thing, and Mufasa dies, and he's like, get up, Dad! But...
Do you remember the old memes where it's like, is it supposed to move? No. Or is it supposed to move? Yes, no. It's WD-40.
WD-40 and duct tape on Mufasa.
He's like, well, is it supposed to move? Yes.
Yeah.
WD-40. And it's like, Dad! Oh, it's terrible. Sorry. It looks pretty, but
it's gonna be the same movie,
and that's like my concern. There was okay. So I saw something else, but I'm like, it's the same concern I've had like with like Jungle Book and stuff like those. Like, I don't know if Jungle Book looked pretty. Yes. Did you see the Mowgli movie?
No, and it comes out on Netflix.
It comes on Netflix, and I was like, what the fuck? But I mean, it looks
and in theaters.
It's pretty, but do I really care?
Exactly.
And I'm sure
we'll watch it at some point. It'll be a streaming movie, I'm sure.
But I'm just not... It's just, again, that's my thing with Lion King is just...
Why?
Yeah. Because they have a budget. And maybe...
I mean, it's going to make a shit ton of money.
Maybe it's just, again, generally, it's not for us. Because the cartoons were for us.
But it is. The audience that's seeing these are the millennials.
Well, but they're bringing their kids,
the ones
though.
Who grew up on this stuff.
And their kids are more likely to see them? I don't know. I don't have kids, so I have no fucking clue. Like, for me, I would still feel like cartoons are probably the way to go, but
right.
That's probably not the case. I don't fucking know. It just seems... Meh. Same thing with Aladdin when it comes out, when they do the trailer for it. I just...
Yeah, everybody was super excited about the trailer for Aladdin. I was like, what?
But it's...
If it didn't say Disney's Aladdin, would you care? And you wouldn't.
No. Disney's got clout.
Right. Which...
They have clout.
Well, they have clout, and it affects their reviews in a more positive manner than they deserve.
No, I mean, I just think about that scene in Wreck-It Ralph, or Ralph Breaks the Internet. Literally, they're like, hey, we have Marvel, we have Star Wars, we have Pixar, we have animations. They're like, yeah, you have fucking everything, we get it.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, they do. Yeah, I'm not enthused with this movie. I know I'll see it, and I'll be like, okay, so it was the animated movie. Animated. Alright.
It's cute.
But, yeah, that's what we got.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm real good.
Yeah. Alright, so for this week's pod question, I wanted to know what was your favorite Stan Lee cameo, and we got an answer from TK. He went with his cameo as Hugh Hefner in Iron Man 1, and I totally, like, forgot about that. That's how long it's been.
Yeah, it was like the first one of the official MCU ones.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mando went with... He did a cameo in the 94 Spider-Man animated series.
Did he really?
Yeah. And one of the final episodes where Spider-Man takes Stan Lee web-slinging, apparently. I never watched the animated movie or series, so...
I did. I don't know if I watched the 94 one. I think I did. But yeah, like, I watched the shit out of it.
I didn't. I was 14 at the time.
That's Spider-Slayers and stuff. So a lot of
football.
Ah, okay.
I didn't really care about Spider-Man. I mean, I still don't. Like, Spider-Man's whatever for me.
I liked Spider-Man back in the day when he was in a cartoon. Then I never care about him in comic books, though.
Bugs went with the package for Tony Stank at the end of Civil War.
Yeah, it's got Tony Stank right here.
Yeah, that was a pretty good one, too. What did you go with, buddy?
I'm going to fuck it up. I think I got it the right one. It is the Amazing Spider-Man, the one with Andrew Garfield, the first one.
Okay.
It's the one where Stanley's in the library. I think that's the first one or the second one. But it's the one where you've seen it, and I've seen it a lot, where he comes in and he's just throwing shit every which way and, like, breaking through this.
Oh,
and he
has, right.
Like, headphones on.
Yeah, he's got headphones. And it's just... Because he's cleaning, I think. Yeah. Like, he's a janitor or something.
It's just... no, he's, like, the librarian, I think.
But he's just... But I do remember that they're fighting and, yeah.
It's just kind of precious. And I'm like... like, that's the kind of thing. Like, all the crazy shit goes on. And he's just, you know, put some books down. I don't know. I like that one a lot. What about you, sir?
I went with the original, the man himself. I went with the cameo in Mallrats.
Oh.
Kevin Smith was doing Stan Lee cameos before they were cool.
Yeah? Fuck, I haven't watched Mallrats in forever.
I need to get that movie.
I think if I watch it, it's going to be really nuts just to see how young Stan Lee looks.
I mean, this... What was it? That was 97?
Mm-hmm.
96, 97?
So he'd be like 30 years younger, so he'd be like 60s?
Jeez. So he would still be spry?
Yeah.
Kevin Smith is still fat at that point? Muse has his original teeth.
Yeah, wow, that's a lot of back in the days.
I still can't get used to Muse and his replaced teeth.
I haven't really paid attention, I guess.
I mean, I grew up on the Kevin Smith movies, so like Muse was around constantly. Like, I watched Clerks and Mallrats all the time, and so like when he got heavy into meth, obviously, you know, that's one of the things that happens is
your enamel, on,
and. He got his teeth replaced. I'm like, this is weird, just the way he talks, and it's different, and I'm like, eh. But good on you for being sober. Like, I'm all on board with that, but I'm like, this is just weird getting used to. All right, so, pod question for this week, buddy.
Yes. For this week, I'm going to steal Bats because I can't be original. just like with most of the Marvel movies, just got to keep repeating, you know? We wanted to ask, what was your favorite Queen song?
This was literally a pod question from like 3 or 4 weeks ago when we watched
My Favorite Rock City. So you can let us know at badhammer.com, badhammer@gmail.com. Fuck, I fucked up there.
Let us know your answers at badhammer@gmail.com, badhammer on Twitter, Sprink and Take Geek on Facebook. You reach me, I'm at Taurus Skippy.
I'm at Cren Kalis, and I try. Make sure to like us, love us, and share us on SoundCloud, iTunes, and Stitcher.
I did like that. I try.
I mean, really, if there was a tagline on anything on my epitaph, it's going to be, I tried.
realize hammer. He tried.
Exactly. I'll get it because I laid the hammer down. Oh.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't want to hang around for our spoiler-filled review of Ralph Breaks the Internet, you've been listening to episode 287 of Sprink and Say Geek. So we're Sprink and Say Geek. I'm Bat.
And I'm Hammer.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and get into our spoiler-filled review of Ralph Breaks the Internet, the sequel to Wreck-It Ralph. So Penelope or Vanellope's game breaks, and the arcade recently got Wi-Fi, and so they've decided to go into the internet to purchase a new steering wheel for her game so that she can go back home to her game.
Yep.
And while in the internet, they encounter the internet.
True.
And scene.
Hilarity ensues.
Did it?
I'm just doing side-eye stare at you.
Yeah, so there are two scenes in this movie that if they aren't in this movie, this movie's bad. Not passable as it is right now. It's just bad. It's the two scenes with the princesses. The princesses are easily the best part of this movie.
They're pretty damn good.
And without the princesses, it feels long and bloated and boring. There aren't very many jokes, and especially for a kids movie, you really need to have those to kind of keep it going. It obviously plays on a lot of the, here's what's popular with the internet, so you do it. You get internet culture in a movie, which is something I don't recall seeing in a movie. And they kind of hit that pretty well. But the movie itself left me very unwrecked.
You would say it's rickety wrecked.
I would say it's... It plays on people's nostalgia type thing, kind of like the original Wreck-It Ralph did. And it plays on internet memes and things along those lines, but the movie itself is just bland and boring and not fun. And I actually don't recommend seeing this movie. I say skip it, and I know you're in the opposite end of the spectrum.
Kind of, but I mean, like, I don't hate it as much as you do, but that's not a surprise. That's our... I mean, really, that's kind of the way things usually go. Every now and then, stars align. We're like, oh my god, we both really love this. And like, what the fuck's wrong with the world?
Arrival.
Yeah. The movie, like even Jackie asked me, she's like, so did you like it? And I'm like, it was okay. Like, it wasn't...
Yeah, I mean, I didn't hate it.
It's okay. It's not the worst thing in the movie. Like, there are definitely worse movies out there.
Sure.
It's just that she said a better question. She's like, did it live up to the hype? I'm like, no, it didn't. Didn't live up to the hype that, like, the first movie, I actually had a lot of hesitation. I'm like, how are they going to make this freaking movie work? Also, the first movie, they held back a lot on the trailers, so you didn't really kind of know what was going on.
Right.
Until later on, then obviously the trailers kind of just blurged everything. But you didn't have an idea of how much it was really going to dive into the culture and stuff like that. And there were so many times to just, like, to appreciate all the random nods. This one, it's so weird to see a sequel have to rev up again. Like, you know, normally if you have the first movie, it takes a lot for it to rev up because it has to build its purpose.
Right.
And then the sequels usually, if you, like, I'm going to take, like, X-Men, X2. Like, it just kind of jumped right into it. Says, I don't need to really explain all that other shit because that was already there. Now I just get to keep on running, add more mutants, and have fun.
Right.
This movie had to restart everything. Like, it was a reboot. That was a bad pun. But, I mean, like, it started all over again, and then it took a long time to get there. And it dived really heavy into the drama, and I was like, there's a way to do comedy and still have dramatic moments. Like, I still tear up, honestly, in the end of the first one, where it's like, you know, it's cheesy, it's all get out, and he's doing his little, like, you know, the bad guy O thing. And I'm like, oh, I was fucking tearing up. I'm like, this is adorable and precious, because it's like the hero sacrifice kind of idea. This one is just, he's clingy.
Yeah.
And it basically teaches you about toxic relationships. Both of the princesses and without the princesses, but literally it's all about toxic relationships and how to separate yourselves from them and how you can appreciate friendships you have and understand that they change and modify.
Sure.
Which is great for an adult. Which as a kid, it's
I mean, it's even a good message.
As a kid, yeah.
It's a good message, but like...
The delivery is...
Yes.
It's sloppy. And there's a lot of cool parts that I felt like could have been... they were spoiled to me because I'm like, okay, like the little Twitter thing, like that would have been adorable had I'd seen it like the first time seeing that, going like, oh, that's precious.
Right.
But seeing it in every damn trailer, I'm like, all right, cool, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I was that first him getting on the internet. I was bored because I'd seen it all.
Right. Right.
And the stuff about the YouTube and the BuzzFeed, whatever like that, I'm like, all right, cool. It's just, it felt really ham fisted. Another pun. You know, it's not the bee's knees. Make a bee pun. But there's some good parts. Like, I did really enjoy the
princesses.
No, I enjoyed the new fashion line demonstration. Oh, the princesses. Because they're going to sell every damn one of those shirts.
Oh, dude. Like, but the shirts were awesome.
They were really cool. Oh. But that's what I mean. Like, it was a demonstration and, like, hey, let's do some girl style. I'm like, it's, like, good stuff. I'm like, God damn it. Those are really good, fun styles. But the princesses were cool. I liked the ending, but I didn't like it as much because I had to go through the whole rest of the movie. Like, I won't enjoy it nearly as much going through, like, the first movie I watched there again, I'm like, I still love this movie. This one, I'm like, eh. And I agree with you. I'm like, it's totally fine to skip this, which is so sad to say. But, yeah, it's totally fine to skip this, see them on, like, the small screen, you'll be okay. You're not missing out on anything.
No. I didn't enjoy this movie. It felt like a chore watching it. Of like, okay, is it over yet? And it felt really long.
It did feel really long because it didn't pace itself well.
No.
And it didn't give it, like, again, like you're saying, jokes and things to keep you going, keep you invigorated. It's more of like you're waiting to go to the next scene.
Mm-hmm.
Which is bad. Again, I didn't hate it. I still had a good time. Like, I still enjoyed quite a few things. I definitely had more of a better time than you did. Like, for me, the princesses were a fun part. They were definitely not the highlight for me.
They were totally the highlight, especially at the end where they are kind of all doing their signature moves to save Ralph while he's fallen. I was like, this is awesome. And when they are relaxed and in their shirts, like, their shirts were great. Especially when Meredith's like, I don't know, I don't know. It's like, well, she's like, the other studio. I was like, oh, okay. So we did. But
I enjoyed them, but they were definitely not the highlight for me. Like, they were cool points, but they weren't the highlight.
I think they were. You just don't want to say it.
No. I just don't agree with you. It's fine, buddy. Get used to it. Hashtag shiny. I really liked
her. I did. I liked her that shirt. There's so many good shirts there. Yeah. You know, Aurora had her Nap Queen.
Oh, yes. I saw that one, too.
So I say skip the movie. I didn't like it very much.
I say it's your go which way ever the way Pocahontas blows the wind. Fuck, I can't speak tonight. Shit.
It's the only thing she blows.
These
white men are dangerous.
No. That was terrible.
Turkey wasn't the only thing getting stuffed.
Oh, my God. I was trying to make a Smith pun. No, I can't do it. I just can't do it.
Alright, so we both say skip it. I kind of wish we'd seen Creed now, but...
Yeah, I'm fine.
Whatever.
Like,
we got a lot of movies coming up.
My problem about Creed is, I like Creed, but I didn't love Creed.
Okay.
Like, I love Michael B. Jordan.
Right.
That's the thing is, like, every movie I see Michael B. Jordan, I'm like, eh, but Michael B. Jordan, I'm like, hey, you were good, dude. I know. And that's the thing is, like, do I want to see Creed? I'm like, eh. Do I want to see Michael B. Jordan in the movie? The
right.
Boxes? I'm like, yeah, of course, why the fuck not?
I mean, I do want to see it here, probably in my own home, just because I'll get a better experience than I will on the big screen.
I mean, like, unless they have really good, like, sound with the punches, and then every time that he punches, you feel it in your ass, and you're like, that's right, it's like Michael B. Jordan's bound to your ass.
Alright, so we both say skip Wreck-It Ralph. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to episode 287 of Sprague and Zay Geek. So for Sprague and Zay Geek, I'm Bat.
I'm Hammer.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week.
Every time you go to a town, Dutch is like, let's rob some shit. And then you're like, well, I can't take the stagecoach because I have to pay off my bounty. And the only reason I have a fucking bounty is because you're a dick that makes me fucking commit crimes. Like,
I also like that every time.